Established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. It's always good to be here. It's always good to be with those that are sanctified. And we are sanctified because we keep God's commandments. And I was just thinking, he says that my sheep shall hear my voice, and a stranger he will not follow. And I'm so glad we are sheep. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for your Elder Phillips. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about having the knowledge of God because it's so scarce today. Before we get into that, we want to sing Children of the Prophets. Thank God.
Through the scriptures you might have read, at the feet of the prophets, and how some did all that the Lord say do. Being led by one who was made of the truth. Well, as it was, it's so now. That few ones can be found at the top of the mountain, being fed by the Son, God's anointed. Do you know who you are? We're in the way by faith. Here they are of the remnant that left. You're the children of the prophets, led by who comes in his name. Forever give God the praise. Through the Lord's out of Zion, he raised us, the children of the prophets. Sanctified with people that live holy. Show forth praise of whom that is worthy. Out of darkness into his marvelous light. Continue on and enter eternal life. Upon his word I stand. I'd rather obey God than man. Remembering just who I am, of Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham. Do you know who you are? We're in the way by faith. Here they are of the remnant that left. You're the children of the prophets, led by you comes in his name. Forever give God the praise. Through the loins of Zion he raised us, the children of the prophets. And we strive, yes we deny, oh yes we hate every false way. Cause we're the children of the righteous seed. We're children that do believe. Children, stock of Abraham, humble and submissive. Do you know who you are? We're in the way by faith. Here they are of the remnant that left. You're the children of the prophets, led by you comes in his name. Forever give God the praise. Through the Lord and the Zion he raised us, the children of the prophets. Do you know who you are? We're either way by faith. If you go up the remnant is left, you're the children of the prophets, led by you comes in his name. Forever give God the praise. Through the Lord and the Zion he raised us, the children of the prophets. And we strive, yes we deny, oh yes we hate every falls away. Cause we're of the elite, yes indeed we're sheep. We're the children of the prophets. Do you know who you are?
Yes!
Thank God.
You are.
Yes. Here be our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance.
Glad for our anointing that's going on.
Yes.
Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. Stand they took here in Los Angeles and in Fort Clinton. Having the knowledge of God, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. But this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Yes.
What nation is there so great as God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which is for you this day? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15 and 34. It's amazing, as the scripture says, there's times when you're going to have famine. And truly the nation, as is around the world, is in famine because they don't know and they can't hear God's word. Deacon Franny, 1 Corinthians 15 and 34 says what?
Awake to righteousness and sin not.
What?
For some have not the knowledge of God.
Now, this is a shame. Because the knowledge of God is to keep righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Do righteousness. And so many say, well, the Lord is our righteousness. Mm-hmm. He is.
Yes.
If you know who the Lord is, if you know the Lord. And I believe the scripture says that he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar.
Right.
So if you say you know the Lord and you're not keeping his commandments, the Lord is not your righteousness.
All right.
Yes. Read it again. 34th verse. What does it say?
Awake to righteousness.
We want to wake up to righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what?
And sin not.
So that's the knowledge of God. God is raising a people that sin not, that don't sin, that don't transgress his word, don't transgress his commandment, don't transgress his law. Let's go to Psalms 119.
All right, Pastor. All right.
As I say, that's a saying that goes around very loosely. Mm-hmm. The Lord is our righteousness, as if there's nothing that we have to do. It is. Thank God. 119
mm-hmm.
and 172.
All right.
What does it say?
It says, my tongue shall speak of thy word.
What?
For all thy commandments are righteousness.
Wait a minute. It's not talking about two different things. The tongue is speaking of the word
mm-hmm.
for thy commandments, which is the word.
All right.
That's what it is. Read it again.
My tongue shall speak of thy word.
So we're going to speak about God's law. We're going to speak about the commandments. We're going to speak about righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
for all thy commandments are righteousness.
All the commandments are righteousness. And if the Lord is your righteousness, because you keep God's commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Yes, Pastor. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts.
So the precepts is God's commandments.
Beautiful.
It's the word. Yes. It's all the same thing. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful. Yes.
Precepts, because there are 10 precepts.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
I have longed for thy salvation.
Wait a minute. The precepts, the commandments, the righteousness, that is salvation. That's what salvation is.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping the precepts, keeping his commandments, keeping his word is the same thing.
Yes.
Obeying God is the same thing, because that is God. God is the word.
All right.
That beautiful read.
Yes. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight.
Wait a minute, we're doing something different here. Same thing. The law.
Yeah, all right.
The word.
Beautiful.
The commandments. It's all the same. The precepts.
All right.
The judgments. It's all the same thing. It's all God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a blessing to be able to see it.
All right.
Yes. You have that knowledge. Everybody can see that.
All right.
They think something's different. Some think Jesus is different from God.
Right.
Jesus is God.
All right. Yes, he is.
They
yes,
think
yes.
that Jesus is God. They say, well, he was with the Lord coming up. They're all one.
All right.
He was with them, because our word is with us when we speak, isn't it?
Right.
You can't separate us from our word.
Yeah.
Read.
All right, Pastor. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee.
What?
And let thy judgments help.
What else going to help us? But the word. What else helps you but not having gods before God?
Mm-hmm.
Honoring God and the Father and the Mother. That's what helps us
mm-hmm.
in our strive for
yes.
God.
Yes.
What?
I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments.
Everything come back to the commandments.
Yes.
And because we have the knowledge of that, we're blessed people.
Yes,
because
yes.
everybody can see. Before we got here, we didn't see the commandments anywhere in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
All right.
All right, Pastor.
And when I saw it and read it, I didn't recognize what it was.
All right.
I was blind.
Yes.
But now I see.
All right, beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
Thank God. Let's go to 1 John 3 and 4.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yes.
Having the knowledge, we are blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And in dispensations, there's always going to be someone with the knowledge.
Yes.
That's the one you want to find.
Yes, Lord.
When you find that one, it's like going into Noah's Ark.
Yes.
Because you got safety there.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 John. Mm-hmm. 3 and 4, what does it say?
Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law.
So they say, but the law is done away with. Let's think about this now. How could the law be done away with? That's what defines sin. So you come to God and say, I'm sorry. What you sorry for? Unless you say, well, I'm sorry that I was born in sin. There ain't nothing to be sorry for. Because that's where we all came.
Mm-hmm.
Born in sin. Read.
Whoever committed sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression.
That's what sin is.
Of
now,
the law.
If the law was done away with, you couldn't define sin. Now, let's go to Matthew's 1 and 2.
Right,
let's go there.
All right,
I was thinking about something the Lord said as a
mm-hmm.
parable.
All right.
As Elder Phillips always said, I'm going to get to that in a minute. Just throwing some preludes out there. The feelers, so you feel where I'm going. It's something to really meditate on about. Matthew's 1 and 21.
21. It says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Now remember one thing. Jesus came to save his people from sin. Let's go.
All right, Pastor.
To the 9th chapter, 9 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
What's easier? To save his people from sin, or just to get rid of the law? You won't have no sin. Which one is easier?
Save them from sin. Get rid of the law.
If you are not going to hold man accountable for his sins, why have the law there? Get rid of it. So that must not be the situation. He didn't get rid of anything.
Right.
Everything was fulfilled. There was a law saying, if you sin, it must be shedding of blood. So they fulfilled that by Jesus being that lamb.
Right.
But the law still stands. If you sin, you have an advocate with the Father. But how could you have an advocate with the Father if you've been free from all sin?
Right. Exactly.
Yes, Pastor.
God didn't come to get to take sin out of our to take sin away from us. He come to save us from it.
Yes.
But if he wanted to take it from us, why have the law? You wouldn't have any sin. Think about it. 9:1 read, Matthew.
All right, Pastor. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city.
All right, what?
And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, laying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee.
In other words, God have forgiven you. Because that's how God let him know. What did he say?
And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth.
Man blaspheming, what?
And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts?
What?
For whether is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk.
Now it's easy to say, thy sins be forgiven thee. Mm-hmm. But it's more of a miracle to say, arise and walk. Mm-hmm. If God want to show his power, it's easier to say, you don't have no sin. I'm getting rid of the law, you ain't got no sin. Mm-hmm. It's easier to say that than to keep you. Mm-hmm. Because to keep you means you got to work together with God.
Right.
It's harder. And yet, for God, nothing is hard. It's harder for us.
Yes.
But it's easy if you say, sin is true. Now, just think about it. You need law to keep you in your place.
Yes.
What would you be like if you in the city had no street lights?
Right. Chaos.
First one get there and say, well, I was in a hurry because I got some. I didn't know that. No, I was here first. Mm-hmm. But you need law to show you when you're right and wrong.
That's
what God's word does. It shows you when you're right and wrong.
Right.
And you can correct things before going too far.
Yes, Lord.
So what's easier? Right. Isn't it easier to say, well, you know what? There is no more sin. I forgive everybody. Get rid of the law.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There is no law. Because there's no law, you ain't got no sin.
Right.
Huh? Isn't it easier to get rid of the law?
Yes.
But he didn't do that.
No, he did not.
He come to save us from sin.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on the earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house.
What'd he do?
And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitudes saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men.
Wait a minute, it was given unto Jesus. That says men.
Yes.
Yes, he's talking about his anointing. Got the power to forgive.
Beautiful. Yes, Pastor.
And to retain. Let's go there. Luke 1:68. Let's go there.
Beautiful, Pastor.
I mean, it's not like we didn't know that. That's what's so blessed, because we have the knowledge to understand that.
Yes.
But these churches, nobody judge you. Well, if they really understood God, nobody is but the Word. If you're bringing it, and if you ain't bringing the Word, you ain't getting no judgment.
Right.
But if you bring the word, it's the word that's judging. But somebody got to bring it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Luke 1:68, what does it say?
Yes. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people.
What?
And hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant
David.
Every
time God is here to save, he's got a horn of salvation to warn, to encourage.
All right.
To direct, to steer, to guide.
Isn't that beautiful?
Horn of salvation. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, beautiful.
77. 69, read 769?
Yes.
Read 7:4.
7:4?
74.
Yes, Pastor. That he would grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies.
Now, wait a minute. If you don't have a law, so the law was done away with, where's your enemy?
Right.
Who's the enemy?
All right, Pastor.
Why are you being delivered out of the hand of your enemy? Just deliver me out of the hands of the law.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have no law, I ain't got no sin. Ain't got no problem.
Right.
Who's my enemy?
Right.
But you got an enemy because someone is trying to make you disobey God.
Right.
The law is still here.
Right.
Rules and regulations are still here.
Yes.
We're blessed to have that knowledge.
Yes.
Everybody can see that. As I say again, what would it be like to be in a city, state, country, anywhere, no laws? You come out, somebody just shoot you. Pop! Would you do that? Ain't no law against that.
Right.
You ain't heard about that? The world is in purge now. We can do whatever we feel like. Because that's what you got when you don't have the law. You got chaos.
Right. Make it plain.
But look how man cannot see that. That devil has blinded the minds of everyone, even us, before we came to God. We couldn't see it. You got to have order in any society to maintain the society.
Right.
How plain is that?
It's plain, Pastor.
Let's go to read. Read a little further.
Yes. Yes, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear.
What?
In holiness and righteousness
there
before
it is again.
Him.
It's in holiness, not baptism, right. Not method, not being a Catholic right. Or in Judaism,
right.
But in holiness.
And
in the days of old, it was holiness unto the Lord.
Right.
And in righteousness. Mm-hmm. It didn't say in Jesus.
No.
It's in righteousness. Same thing, though.
Yes.
You can say that in holiness and in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Right.
Righteousness. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. What?
Before him all the days of our life.
What?
And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way.
Here's that horn of salvation. The horn of salvation is preparing the way, letting you know where the street lights are, where the stop signs are, where the yieldings are.
Mm-hmm.
When to go, that's what the forerunner tells you. Get you prepared for God to receive us. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
To give knowledge of salvation.
Wait, that's what we're talking about. Knowledge of salvation. Because
mm-hmm.
salvation means to save his people from sin. Because it's easy just to get rid of the law. You ain't got no sin.
Right.
Which, it ain't no difference. He said, but the Lord is our righteousness. We could help us sin. He's our righteousness. Well, that means why didn't you just get rid of the law then?
Yes, Pastor.
Because if you get rid of the law, you can't get to God. Because that's the thing that gets you to God. That's the proving ground.
Yes.
That's the thing that makes you holy.
Yes.
That's the thing brings you into love of God, is the law. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
To give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins.
Wait a minute. It's the by remitting of sin. As your sins dissipate, the knowledge comes more
right.
and more.
Yes.
You cannot get knowledge over sin, certain knowledge. It depends on where in every individual is before how you can see is how you get rid of things. And if you sit here 50 years don't get rid of everything, you still can't see clearly. That's the way salvation works. It's by the remittance.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
1 John 1.
All right, Pastor.
And 5.
All right, beautiful, beautiful. Yes.
Thank God. Have it. Everybody don't have it. And somebody might be listening to us. So you think y'all are the only one? Well, no, we don't.
All right, Pastor.
The only one got the knowledge is the one that loved God.
Right.
If you don't have it, that's got nothing to do with us wanting you to have it or not. You just don't have it.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
But thank God for those that have that knowledge.
Yeah.
Knowledge. Yeah. Sin no more. Isn't that beautiful? 1 John 1 and 5.
This then is the message which we have heard from him and declare unto you
what?
That God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
In other words, no sin at all. And many, I'm in God, I'm in Jesus, but in him is no darkness at all. What?
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie.
Now wait a minute, it's talking about once you come to God and you begin to strive, you come in like a baby. Everything is wiped clean. Only God knows what's in that baby's mind, what's going to grow up,
right.
What's in there.
Right.
It's in there already. What you're going to do, be, and say, it's already in that mind as a baby. But your slate has been wiped clean. And God wants to warn us as we grow, don't go that way so we can kill off those things and don't get caught up in those affairs that he knows is coming. Same affairs came for our brothers and sisters and foreparents and forefathers. Read.
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
If you're in darkness, if you're in violation, you are not in fellowship with him.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light.
In other words, as God show you knowledge and you walk in it, what?
We have fellowship.
Now we got fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
What?
One with another.
One with another. And what is that another? God.
Right.
God in each other. You got fellowship with them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
because the people in some of these churches are, I'm fellowship with my brothers. All of y'all ain't got God. Right. If you ain't got the commandments, that's what the scripture says. Right. And if the blind lead the blind, they all shall fall into the ditch. Read.
And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
Now that's when you're in the light and you're confessing.
Right.
It cleanses you. Right? But what?
If we say that we have no sin.
Now this is, even when you first come to God, you're born in sin. Mm-hmm. If you say you have no sin. But this is talking about once you begin to walk with God and you're walking in darkness and you say you have no sin, you lie. Mm-hmm. But even when we first come to God, we've had sin in our life. Read what?
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not
in us. So what
is
the truth? The law is the truth. Mm-hmm. And so many of them say the law is done away with. So how can the truth be within you? Right. Well, Jesus is my truth. Well, Jesus is the law as well. He's the word. Yes. The word is the truth. It's the commandments. Yes. And I don't care how many times you say it, only the one with an ear to hear going to understand and hear what you're saying. That's what makes us so blessed. Read.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us
how
our sins.
How plain is that? If we confess, mm-hmm. we're faithful to forgive. Mm-hmm. What?
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Now, we cleanse from all unrighteousness. That means the slate is clean.
Yes.
If it gets defiled again, it's because I disobeyed.
Right.
But the slate is clean. Mm-hmm. But the way the so-called Christian reading, you're never free from it. What's the next verse say?
Right. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar.
Well, wait a minute. I have sinned in the past.
Okay. In the past.
Because they say if you have not sinned, mm-hmm. everybody's born in sin. So everybody has to say, yeah, well, we have sinned. Right. But we're not there now. Yes. If we say what?
If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us.
How plain is
that's plain.
That?
That's plain.
Let's go to Matthew's
all right.
3:1. Let's go
beautiful,
there.
Beautiful, Pastor. Yes. Yes.
Beautiful. Thank yes. God. Knowledge.
Yes, it is.
And I understand full well why Jose said, my people mm-hmm. are destroyed.
Destroyed.
Jesus said it for
yes.
the lack
of knowledge.
And why? Because they reject it. Because knowledge comes forth. Mm-hmm. It's up to us to receive it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? 3:1.
In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying.
Preaching in the wilderness of Judea. What?
And saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Fifth verse says what?
Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan.
What?
And were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing
so
their sins.
So I say it again. What's, if God is going to get rid of the law, because sin is the transgression of the law, mm-hmm. why everybody go out there and confess?
Right.
Well, you're going to keep doing it again.
Right.
Tell you what, we're going to get rid of the law. You got to worry about it. What are you out there confessing for?
Right.
If the law don't apply. Read.
But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
What?
Bring forth therefore fruits, meat for
bring
repentance.
The right fruits meat. He mm-hmm. told those scribes and Pharisees, you vipers.
Yes.
He bite his tongue. He told it like it was. Mm-hmm. You're a generation of vipers. Bring forth the right repentance, the fruits, because we ain't got it right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they was looking
all
for.
All right.
Yes.
Romans.
All right.
No.
Yes.
St. John 20
all right, Pastor.
And 21.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank God.
Yes.
Everybody's not going to have an ear for it, but we thank God that if you understand.
Yes.
As the Lord said, blessed are your ears, for they hear.
Yes, Lord.
St. John 20 mm-hmm. and 21.
Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you.
What?
And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost.
What else he say?
Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained.
How plain is that?
That's plain. That's
who was
it.
He talking to? He's talking what?
Disciples.
Well, probably can't talk. Iman.
Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful.
23rd verse says what?
23, yes, Pastor. It says, whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained.
1 John 3 and 4. Let's read that again. Very important.
Yes, Pastor. 3 and 4.
We need to keep and understand the word is very relevant.
It is.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. 1 John 3 and 4, what does it say?
Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law.
So you can't get away from that. Mm-hmm. Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law. What?
For sin is the transgression of the law.
How plain is that? Romans 6 and 23. Okay. And there is a reward for everything we do.
Yes, 6.
And if you transgress God's word, there's a penalty. They said, we're not upon the law. Yeah, they are. Because you can die without law or die with law.
Yes.
If you die without law, because you're transgressing it. And if you die with law, because you transgressed it. Mm-hmm. That beautiful 6:23 says what?
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Well, wait a minute now. So what's easier? Get rid of the transgression. Get rid of the law. You won't have no transgression.
Right.
You just give everybody eternal life. Then what's the point of coming here?
Right.
Just create bodies to live with God.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that easier?
Yes.
Then go through all, making all creation for them to disobey him and say, just believe in me and you got it. That don't work like that.
Make it plain, Pastor.
Believe in his word and believe in the instructions. Now you got it and obey.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to, read first, what are you reading?
23.
Read 23.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Matthew 19:16.
All right, good Master.
So he gave me eternal life. He did. Yes, but there's still something you have to do to get it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Lord.
With knowledge, you understand those things.
That's right.
There's nothing given where you don't have to work for it.
Right.
God made the earth in labor. Everything labors. Everything. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What about you and I? Because if there's no labor, then get rid of the transgression. You got no labor.
Right.
Go out the house, ain't got no laws. And right. See, I feel like shooting me somebody today.
Oh, wow.
Go shoot somebody.
Right,
say, what you doing? Say, ain't no law against this.
Right, Pastor.
How stupid can man be?
Make it plain, Pastor.
You can be as stupid as ever when you got the devil in you.
Right.
It takes the Father to give you understanding.
Yes.
Sight.
Isn't
that beautiful?
Yes.
Matthew 19:16, what does it say?
And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
What?
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one.
What?
That is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
Oh, I thought he just gave it.
All right.
But if you can enter in, there's something you got to do.
Keep them.
You got to keep, therefore, and do them. Oh, he said, God gave us eternal life. What did you do to get it?
Mm-hmm.
Keep the commandments.
All right.
He said, well, he gave it to you, but we'll keep it. Well, you can't keep it if you ain't doing it. How plain is that?
Yes.
17 says what?
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God.
What?
But if thou wilt enter into life, keep
how
the commandments.
How plain is that?
Yes.
Now, God could have said, I'm giving you life. Don't worry about the commandments. It's all for free. Then what's the point in coming through this life? I've created you to live with me. Boom, that's it. Didn't that make more sense? What's the point in going through all the struggle? Why did Jesus go through all that piercing just for you to say he died for me? I can do whatever I want to do. That ain't why he did that. And he died like that because we're going to die like that. We're going to be crucified too if you go enter into life. That plain?
Yes.
1 John 3 and 4. Let's go back there.
All right, Pastor.
Thank God.
Beautiful.
1 John 3 and 4.
Thank God. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law.
What?
For sin is the transgression of the law.
Otherwise, I say again, don't that make sense? Get rid of the law.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no transgression.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins.
Now, I said again, he was manifested to take it away.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.